Hello, and welcome to Enter the Light.
What of the things that go bump in the night? A flicker of shadow, a streaking of light. Who is stepping across my floor, watching and listening outside my door? They are all a part of our world unseen. Enjoy us this very special Halloween.
Welcome, trick-or-treaters, to Enter the Light. We are oh so close to Halloween, when the veils grow thinner and we connect with our loved ones that have passed on. Please do call in and share your experiences or your questions. We are at 646-564-9868. That is 646-564-9868. I will turn it over to Linda now to share a little more. Hi, that's another side of me I didn't expect, but hey, it comes out every Halloween. I'm Linda Irwin here with Lynn Bleasdale, Jessica Marie Tatro, and Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker. And Hawk, one of the things we have around Halloween is cats, and you have an amazing story to tell about your cat.
I do, and he happens to be a black cat. Originally
Perfect.
Named Salem before we adopted him. All right, so for the time that I was gone from the show, which was about a month, my cat was lost. He was an indoor-outdoor cat, but we do live in the forest, and we knew that we were taking a chance because we are surrounded by coyotes, possibly cougars and bears. He got out and didn't return home, and it's not like him because he's a little lover boy, and I can't imagine that curiosity actually got the best of him. And so we were worried, my wife and I, about the cat. I maintained one position through the story, and I think it's important. I think it has to do with manifesting. I think it has to do with being connected with our timeline, I guess, and knowing what lessons we may or may not need to learn. I maintained faith, meaning trust, that he was alive and that he would come back. I didn't bring this up on the show, but I did talk to people on the show, and I was getting confirmation that we didn't feel his spirit out of body. So that helped me with my conviction. Anyways, a whole month went by. We put up signs. We looked for the cat. We told people, but we waited patiently. My wife and I were having a conversation, and she was telling me about how sad she was because she missed the cat so much. I asked her to change her thinking. Let's not focus on the sadness and the feeling of missing him. Let's focus on that feeling of love and happiness and joy when you pick him up again for the first time and he's loving you and you're loving him. I want you to focus on that thought, that feeling, that experience, because that's what I had been focusing on. Sure enough, I saw her change her mind and focus on that more loving experience and thought. That night, she had a dream. It was the same dream I had when he originally disappeared, and it was that it was snowing, and our cat was back home. It did not snow that day, but that day we got a message on my wife's phone from some random person saying, hey, I don't know if this is your cat, but they have a black cat at the shelter. And so we went there immediately, and it was him. And it just felt like what I had faith in turned out to be true, and I know that it was because I was participating, and I feel like it's important that as soon as the other half of my household had changed their perspective from fear to love, was exactly when the blessing came about. Anyways, happy Halloween. I'm so happy to have my little black cat back, and I feel like it's a lesson in faith and healing. And I have a lot of things to say about being in a body.
Well, you know, Hawk, I remember Anderson Cooper appearing to me in the astral as soon as we found out. I had no idea what that meant. And Lynn filled me in that Anderson Cooper was a cat rescuer. So, you know, that was a message saying, too, that he was okay.
And that's what I was saying, is that, like, I heard your messages. I had confirmation from you ladies that, you know, he wasn't in spirit. I didn't feel his body. I have enough of that mediumistic ability at this point to know. And you only helped confirm it. And then, yeah, I was trying to put all those little pieces together and through the search. But I also maintained patience. I will say this. I was human. I did cry. I did have experiences of sadness. But again, I had made the choice. They were in the first 2 days. It was the toughest because I didn't know if I should commit to the woo-woo and really, like, you know, feel that he was not gone, or if I should be more realistic, right? And have thoughts. And so that was tough. And that was what I was dealing with over the month. It also happened to coincide when I was in between jobs. I think this is important too, because again, I didn't lose any hope, but I was very confused on what I was supposed to be believing. If I was supposed to believe in the practical, real world that we all think that we're experiencing, or if I was supposed to focus on what I wanted and the feelings that I would have when I had it. And I was blessed with a perfect job that actually answered all of the things I had asked for in a job, and it was a surprise actually that I could be so blessed in such a small thing. But that was the last month and a half that I had, and it's been an interesting lesson in faith.
Wow, that's wonderful.
I think it's a hard lesson because we are in these bodies, and so we really do confuse ourselves with the bodies. And when we confuse ourselves with these bodies, we place ourselves in time, meaning that we're actually asking for time to learn whatever lessons we want to learn or experiences we want to experience. And I do think that there's a choice of, I don't know, looking for that discovery that we are actually outside of time. We always have been. At the core of it, we are all. And it's that faith in God, spirit, source, that we're all that is. Anyways, I think this goes perfectly into Halloween and Hallows Eve and talking to our dead ones, because it's not even death. It's just another form of life. And again, I think we only think of death and sickness because we associate ourselves with these bodies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Anyways, I've been transforming. Somebody take it away from me.
No, Hawk. This is you're just at the beginning of your yellow brick road, mate. And it's just going to get more interesting as you go. I agree. Yeah, you're teaching. And we don't even know we're doing it half the time when we teach, you know, our experiences to share with others. So I'm babbling away, but I just listened to a thing with a hospice nurse, and she was talking about how people go, oh, I could never do that. How sad and creepy and blah. And she said, no, it's one of the most life-enhancing jobs you could have. And she talks about how every single hospice nurse she knows has experienced like the other side, like, because that's when the veil is very, very thin, when people or animals are crossing over. I'm having trouble articulating the depth of the feeling that it gave me, But Jessica, your veil is thin all the time because you are constantly with Jaden. And I know other members of your spirit team, but Mr. Jaden is like omnipresent with you, yes?
Yes. Yeah, he, you know, I get busy in my mind sometimes and I'll tune spirit out, not meaning to. I'm just, you know, I'm a double air sign, so I got to kind of bring myself back down and ground myself. But yeah, he's always right there, just right there. Yeah, it's really amazing. I love it.
It's, well, you're so blessed. And I think, well, we all have that ability to hear what spirit is giving us. But as you say, we often block it out. And fear, as Hawk was saying, you know, fear can really put up a wall between
our
physical. Mm-hmm. And we're human. Like, I know, Hawk, you cried and you felt all that human stuff, but you also kept the faith. And this is a really owie. This world can be really owie. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pain.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, and you wonder. But I don't know. We also are, like, talking about Samhain. It's spelt funny, Samhain, but it's just pronounced Samhain or Samhain. What do you know of that, Linda? I know you have a lot of knowledge of the different, you know, we're talking about the Day of the Dead, Dios de los Muertos.
Right. That's where my expertise comes in. I'm not so much into the Samhain, but you go ahead, Lynn, and help with that, because I'd love to hear it.
I think that was it followed All Hallows Eve and All Hallows Day, and it coincides with the death of, like, I mean, in Australia, that they're experiencing spring, but here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're coming to the end of the year, and we're coming to the death of the plants. Animals are going into hibernation, or, you know, sleeping. They're slowing down. Everything is sort of going into a freeze, and I think that's why the veil is very thin. And I think our ancestors sensed it, you know, so the harvest is in. Of course, if you've been doing your chores correctly, the harvest is in, things are tucked in for the winter, and we bid goodbye to the old year. And we look forward. I always love that December 21st, again, for our Northern Hemisphere, it's the darkest day of the year. And that is when we can anticipate the light returning. And that talks about faith, because we know spring will come again, the light will come back, life will return to the earth. And it just, I don't know. Again, I'm having trouble articulating what I'm feeling in my heart about that. It's a huge sense of wonder. And I wish we could be a little more intuitive in our relationships with nature as a culture. I think it's really important to find our way in nature's chain, as it were, you know. Touch
Agreed.
The earth. Yeah, I want the words, but they're just not coming. And I'd love to, like, you guys kick in and let's make this a conversation.
Well, let's jump onto that idea. I totally think that one of the things we're missing is our connection with the planet. And of course that includes the cycles of the planet. And that's why for so long we looked at the stars and the celestial bodies to determine these cycles. And the moon was huge. For the longest, we had the 13-month calendar, you know, based off of lunar cycles, because we could intuit that this was very important to us. And I was going to say, as far as rituals go, in general, following the moon cycles is a great way of just kind of knowing where you are in the cycle of the planet. It is a cool way of watching the seasons pass and time change, and it does give you a connection to the planet. The reason I was saying that the connection to the planet is so important is if you look at tribes that are outside of cities, the ones that truly do live off the land, do you notice how much they smile? Do you notice how much joy they have? And there was even a guy on the Joe Rogan podcast, I forget his name, but brilliant artist. And he went to go live with a bunch of different tribes, and he always says that those are the best times. He has no worries. He lives in the moment.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a big part of what we are missing in today's culture. But it's okay, because we're here to try and help bring it back.
Yeah.
Did anyone see the Hunter's Moon last night?
The Hunter's Moon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's beautiful. I just stood and looked out the door for like 5 minutes at it. I just didn't want to pull myself away.
It was magical.
It was
I was playing Frisbee with the canine overlord, and it was very, very magical. Frisbee by Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Is, try it. It's good.
Yes. It just glowed. There was just this beautiful glow to it. It was so nice.
I didn't do it this time, but I vouch for moon water. Anyone out there, full moon, put water in a bottle, ideally glass, and set it out overnight to collect the energy from the moon's rays overnight on a full moon. Of course, do whatever preparation you want. Your prayer, it doesn't matter what words, the message of your heart will be heard. And, yeah, I vouch for moon water. So does my wife.
Well, recharging stones, too. Crystals
yes.
and stones
in
the night.
Yeah. Well, here we
Full
go. Yes, it's it's earth magic that you're practicing, and it's lovely, which leads back to Samhain, and it literally means summer's end, and it actually was it's the origin of Halloween, and it was first observed by the Celtic pagans. It's how they marked the Celtic New Year. The end of summer, end of harvest season, and it's the beginning of the darker half of the year. So, it's basically a precursor to Halloween. And you know what? The Halloween that we North Americans experience, I love it. I mean, the kids have fun. It's just fun for the kids, you know?
It has no spiritual use for the most part. But it's fun.
Except that you get to watch happy kids, which I find spiritually uplifting. But, because kids
point.
Are cool. They haven't been messed up yet, you know.
They're not and, jaded yet.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, I love it. This is the first year half the Halloween candy isn't eaten. But Barry used to have to buy it twice because he'd like honk it back before I could get it out to the kids. But we are in that time of year. But the day, Linda, the Day of the Dead, is that does that come around this time of year?
November 1st through 2nd, yes.
Okay,
and
so
this is
and
the
that's
time when we.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's usually the Hispanic or the Latin people practice that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're honoring, you know, the life that's gone, but the life that's still here in a way. You're honoring who they were, what they were. They love to be honored in a way that makes you happy. Festival music, bright colors, sweets, a lot of glittery stuff. They love that honor that you're sharing with them, that you're giving. It's like inviting them to a party in a way.
That's
so
fabulous.
You'll see a lot of interesting and fun things going on. They're not all sad and depressed. No, they're honoring them in a happy way, the life that they were and the life that they are over there. So that's why you'll see all of bright colors and people make sweets and treats for them. And that kind of ties into Halloween, too, you know, because the candy.
There you go. Yes, exactly.
To get candy and pumpkin pie and...
And it's a fun, happy time, saying this before the show went live, that death doesn't have to be a time of like, you know, it's not a bad, horrible thing if you don't see it that way. And personally, I think like, you know, I always go like, Toto, you got away. People, they get to go home. They get to go back into spirit and you know, it's on this earth that we're feeling all the pain and the, weirdness and stuff like that, which is why I think we long to connect with spirit so that we remember where we came from. Because this really, it's a continuum that our physical life is in parenthesis. It's just like a short blip on a continuum. And if we can find a way to celebrate and take comfort from that. The other thing I was listening to was real estate, graveyard real estate, and how like sometimes you can buy people are buying graves that are like $92,000 and having their bodies preserved, weird stuff like that. And it's really, truly, it's like a coat that you take off. And once you don't need that coat anymore, you're not going to think about it. But, you know, tying up land to, and of course, I don't mean to dishonor people that need that kind of structure. But really and truly, I wouldn't worry. That's not where they are. They're not in the grave, right? They are.
The soul is not in the body.
Exactly.
I think you brought up some good, interesting points. And like, even when I was an agnostic atheist, I could intuit that, you know, at a funeral, we shouldn't be sad for the death.
Mm-hmm.
We should be happy for the life. And that's what we should be celebrating, right? Like, I could even know that that was the better way of seeing it. And it makes sense. You're focusing on the love. You're not focusing on the fear. You're not focusing on the death. And then, in addition, I think we have a good opportunity here where we have a lot of listeners that have abilities or, abilities that are coming. And I do think that us talking about some of our, I don't know, mediumistic experiences or how they started or how to use them appropriately is powerful and important. Because if you've been listening to the show, you experienced my aunt's, my mom and I going through my grandmother's death earlier this year. And we all talked about how this death, even though it was of the matriarch of the family, was actually one of the smoothest, easiest, healthiest ways or deaths that we've been able to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been because we've had a connection with her soul and not the body. We've all been comforted by knowing that she's still around, that she's still here.
Yeah.
And so we didn't really have to feel sad for a body. In fact, we felt happy for that soul being free, like you talked about. That side, she got to drop all of the brain issues and just be her consciousness.
Yes. Yeah, a wonderful man, Michael Tamura, who I don't know if people know him, but he's just a brilliant spiritual being. He crossed last week, Michael J. Tamura, and his wife, Raphael, said she immediately felt his spirit beside her, like he kind of went, I'm here, baby, right beside you.
Right.
Look him up. There still are postings from him on Facebook. I guess Raphael is posting for him, but look him up on Facebook. He's just a beautiful, beautiful soul. I think he's also been on that YouTube channel that you were talking about, Hawk Soul. What's the one? What is it?
It's like Soul Level Podcast or
Next Level Soul, right? With Alex Ferrari.
There you go.
Yeah,
I listened to that too. He's so great. I was just listening to one of his podcasts last night with Suzanne Giesman. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's a lovely. I mean, I know. It's wonderful. There's so many wonderful spiritual people out there.
He's got a good podcast with good guests, and I would love to also shout out Aubrey Marcus' podcast is for like the younger, like more psychedelic version of us.
Yeah,
and he's a really good masculine, feminine voice to look at. He's great.
Wonderful.
I agree.
We should say that name again and I will post it on Enter the Light in Facebook.
Aubrey Marcus.
Aubrey
podcast.
Marcus.
He's great as a masculine expression. because he'll bring you down into loving the root, and he's all about using the root chakra, and he's all about using psychedelics to get there, so plant medicines.
Yeah.
That's his way to spirit.
I want to do a whole show on that anyway at some point. Because, we had some, we were exchanging videos about that, Hawk, and it made me want to go further and talk about it. And I hope we don't get like a freaked out reaction from people, because we're not telling you to go out and drop acid or anything like that.
No. I do. I have a lot to say on that. So when we do have that show, I think I can help guide people. And I'll just say this as a teaser. Science is using psilocybin right now to help heal veterans with PTSD, and it has like an 80% effectiveness rate, which is beyond awesome. Like, it's amazing. It's
absolutely
better therapy than anything else, and it has to do with not just the use but the actual therapy afterwards and during.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just say that it's not just doing something for fun, because it's not. It's all about your intention to heal.
That's right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I don't mean to jump, but we just I'm just looking in the chat room. I just wanted to say hi to Jessica, our friend from Australia, and Red Gypsy in the chat room. Listen, guys, I'm going to take us to our first caller, if that's okay with you, because everyone's been waiting quite patiently. I noticed we lost someone during our little talk about psychedelics, so I hope we haven't.
No.
I tread so carefully with that subject because I know it blows people away, but we got to talk about it. We got to. Nature put those there for a reason. Hi, Red. She's waving at us. Oh, what a beautiful, this beautiful lady. She looks quite mystical and gorgeous. Very nice to meet you. All right, so our first caller is 518.
Hi.
Hi, can we get your name, please?
Sure, my name is Valerie. How are you all?
We're great.
Hello.
And it's lovely to meet you, Valerie.
Thank you. You all as well.
So did you want to share any Halloween or Samhain or Day of the Dead stories, any kind of stories about the thinning of the veil at this time of year?
Is that more, I was listening to your show and, you know, I did come across it and I didn't know if it was, I'll be honest, didn't know if it was more about telling different, you know, stories or if it, not stories, but you know what I mean, different situations and whatnot, or if you tap into someone's energy, you know, to see if there are messages.
We do all that. We do mini readings for people, but we're also interested in hearing anything you want to contribute. However, there's no pressure. Whatever you brought, whatever you came to the show for, just let us know if you have a question. We're happy to give you what spirit gives us.
Yes, there is, and it doesn't matter what the question is.
I mean, do you
like look into love or, you know, people? Okay. I just want to make sure. There's someone I'm kind of wondering what, you know, you might see around them or if there will be a reconnection or, you know, kind of just how they're doing. You know, just, I guess, on an overall.
Have you got squishy romantic feelings for this person?
Yes.
I was getting butterflies, the kind you get in high school when you get a crush on someone. Is that I'm picking that up? Yeah. I love that feeling and I hate that feeling at the same time. You know?
I know. Catch 22.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Does anybody get anything immediately? Do you guys want to take a sec? I can probably look up what I'm getting. I'm getting the image of roses, but I'm getting like a whole mixed bag of colors. Like, I'm not just getting red roses. I'm getting like every shade of rose that you can get all together. I'm not quite sure. I'm just looking that up. Because I know spirit, like red roses tend to indicate, amongst other things, romantic love. And so I'm almost getting a feeling like this is a friendship first sort of thing. But
okay.
Let's just see.
Yeah, I'm getting drawing him out of his shell type thing.
Yeah.
You can take some of his hand and then you pull him out away from wherever they're at because they're shy.
Oh, no, no. This is somebody I was with many years ago and, you know, dated and lived with. And
I'm still getting the pulling out of the – that's all I'm getting is that if you want to know where you stand, you have to pull them out of the shell. Question. Bring them out to get you to be honest.
You're
not
okay.
likely to admit to anything right now, but that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay. What I felt is I felt a friendship first that could potentially develop into something more. But friendship for sure is what I'm getting.
Valerie, is this somebody you say you dated? Did you date them before or was it an old...
I did date and lived with.
Okay. So like it's a this is like a new feeling again, like the feeling's back again and you feel like
I'm
you want to get...
wondering if we will ever be able to reconnect and go forward.
Okay. The rose, what it came up here is the rose is often seen as a symbol of the union between the divine feminine and the masculine energies. Its soft petals represent the nurturing and compassionate aspects of the feminine, while the sturdy stem and thorns symbolize the strength and protection associated with the masculine. I'm reading this as a need. Do you remember why you guys broke up the last time? Was it because there was an imbalance in the energy?
I suppose you could say that.
Yeah.
A lot of things had been done. A lot of games had been played.
Well, it doesn't mean that you can't. I mean, some things do renew. Some things can be played again and again. I think what they're asking for, though, is that in the feeling of friendship first, is it might be necessary to establish a friendship with and a
I've
really
been trying.
Feeling, yeah. Well, you know what? If you feel like you're hammering on a door that won't open, you may need to pull back your energy. But the thing is, respect the feelings you're having because you don't just get them for no good reason at all. There's something that is trying to manifest or be understood, you know. So don't ignore the feelings. You don't have to push anything. You don't have to push the river on this one. You can let it happen, but let it happen slowly. I'm wondering what Hawk has to say about this.
Yeah, I'm getting confusing messages here from my cards. It seems to be associated with what everyone else is saying. And I just want you to know that the card for right now is judgment. And I felt so for you, it's supposed to be a calling to the spiritual. And I'm wondering if that's what's happening right now. I'm going to start talking karma and stuff. You haven't really listened to us before, right?
No.
Okay, well, welcome.
Thank you.
I hope that we can give you some healing in some way. Generally, when I read these cards, they give me messages about what your inner work should be at this moment in time.
Okay.
And so judgment to me is telling me you need to really look at what happened in the past, what's happening right now, and what you want to manifest in the future. I think it's important that they asked if this relationship was balanced beforehand, because I'm seeing that the balance in your future is what's important. And I don't know if it has to do with him. I think it has to do with just you. When I asked what maybe you should be working on in this moment, mm-hmm. I think it's yourself. I think it's your divine feminine energy. I pulled the Three of Cups, and that to me is always a celebration of the divine mm-hmm. feminine. Usually either an individual by herself, but, you know, meditating on that divine feminine, or actually being surrounded by divine feminine energy in bodies. Maybe you just need to be with friends or people you're close to. But I think there's a lesson here. I worry that you are looking for something to start again when maybe that isn't your path. And that's why the Judgment card came up. And then I see that you need to focus on balancing the giving and the receiving.
Well, that's interesting. Very interesting.
Do you, did any of that resonate? The question that I really wanted to ask actually was, do you have a mm-hmm. connection with spirit and your spirit guides or stuff like that?
You know what, I will say this. I have a strong faith in God, and
cool.
I'm also clairvoyant, and I used to read for people as well. I did stop that though, because, how do I say this? There's a part of me that's torn, to be honest with you. And this is just my own thing. Is it right or is it not? I feel not everyone has the gift. I feel it is a true gift from God. Either you have it or you don't. You can't build it. That's just my personal opinion. And, you know, so I now just feel he lets me see what I'm supposed to see. I'm very clairvoyant in my dreams.
Are you currently feeling like you're blocked, though, and that you're in a certain situation that does feel like it could go many ways, and that's why you're not getting an answer?
Well, I thought I got a very clear-cut answer. I spoke with someone, and, oh, you know what? I'll throw this out and see what you guys think on this. You know, I don't know. I think we all kind of have done this at some point in our life. Dear God, give me a sign. I need a sign. Dear God, or whoever it is you look to.
Mm-hmm.
I need a sign. Okay, this was my sign. Oh, wait, I misinterpreted it. Okay, maybe it wasn't my – you just don't – you know what I mean? Maybe you're not
yeah.
patient enough, or maybe you put your own hand into it, so now God really had something, but you moved his hand out of the way, and you screwed it all up. So the sign was the sign, but now it's not the sign anymore. So this is something – yeah, this situation has been on for –
I can feel that. I can feel
going on
that.
For many, many years with this situation that I'm at.
I can
so,
feel that personally
mm-hmm.
because I was just there too.
Right. And I
yes.
It's
hard
so,
to deal with.
Right. And so I talked to a friend of mine who is very, I like faithful, but I don't like to use the word religious. And we were just talking about signs and how she got her one sign and she knew, and it happened to be the way everything panned out. And so I asked, you know, she said, ask for something very specific. And I said, okay. So I thought and I thought, and I was on my way somewhere, and there's a certain phrase that means something to me personally, related to him. And it's kind of where we met. And it was on the farm. Well, and I don't think that, maybe I'm wrong. I don't think that's a super common phrase. Maybe it is, but I don't know of it. So I said, okay, God, I ask in your name. I bind Satan, plead the blood of Jesus. I'm asking, I have to have a final, like, the answer on this, please, it's been forever. You know, I have to know this is coming from you in every way. So let me hear the phrase on the farm. And I got in my car and I was driving somewhere and I wasn't going to give it like days or weeks, just, you know, and probably in
don't know, maybe 15 minutes, a song came on with the phrase, "on the farm," in the song. And I said, "Okay, God, I think you just gave me the answer I was looking for." To me, it
was the message.
I asked if this guy and I will reconnect on a good note and be able to move forward. And
cool.
I felt, you know, when the song came on, it's a known song, but it wasn't a song that, you know, like, I don't know. When it came on, I started singing, and as I was singing, I go, "Oh my gosh, this song has the phrase in it. Oh, wait, this," you know, and I'm like, "Oh." Well, then I spoke with someone else, and they're like, "Maybe even though you asked for the sign for the phrase, maybe God put that song out there to show you a different path." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, now I'm all confused again." But I feel
I
asked
what
for
my cards. I think that's what my cards are showing me, is that since you have not made a judgment on what you're trying to manifest, you're not going to get a clear answer.
Well, I know exactly what I want, but what I'm saying is,
but is
I
it
feel
the
like
best for your soul.
Well, it can't be any worse than how I feel now. So
that's
if we
a
could
good
just
way of looking at it. But there might be other alternatives to feeling that joy again than maybe what
know.
You have
it's
preconceived.
Been many years.
Think about it like this. You are always blessed with exactly what you need at that moment. But sometimes it's based off your perspective whether or not you accept the blessing. You have already been healed, but it's up to you to accept it. I think that you are in the center of this. And I know the pain that you have. And I know that it's inside you. But also the answer for love is there too. And I think forgiveness is the key. Not just for them, because it's really just for you.
Oh, right. No, I agree. Forgiveness on anything is for, well, it depends. I mean, it can be for someone else. And other times, it can be strictly for yourself. So I agree.
I think, have you heard of the Buddhist prayer of forgiveness?
No, I have not.
You should look this up. And I think that you should practice this for a day or two. And see
okay.
how you
it's
feel afterwards.
Okay.
The Buddhist prayer of forgiveness. Because
okay,
this will
very
show you
mm-hmm.
that we're all one.
Right.
And we all need forgiveness. And by forgiving one, you forgive all. We're all part of creation. Together.
I agree with that.
And so by healing yourself, you heal all. The answer is inside. The Holy Spirit's there waiting for you to ask the questions, but they just might not be the answers that your body, brain has come up with. It might be something more beautiful and more miraculous that God has planned.
Okay. So now I go back to asking him very specifically, is that wrong? Was I not getting the answer that I thought I was getting? I'm confused again.
I think the focus is your healing. Because what I'm trying to say is our theologies are a little bit different. My beliefs are a little bit different than yours. But I know
okay.
what you are trying to get to. And what I'm
right.
trying to say is that you are ultimately in control of how the situation pans out. And
okay.
and it's
wish,
because of your confusion, like, that's the lack of faith. There's just, like, the tiny shadow, but if you put the light of faith on there, and then again, it's not the asking of specific details in this incarnation, because we don't know what's best for us. Because sometimes the suffering was the best.
And I agree with that
for our soul
as well.
To learn that lesson. And so I am trying to gently remind you that maybe in your future there might be more pain, but the pain is there for a reason, and it's to make your soul stronger so that you truly embrace that unconditional love for all that is, which includes yourself. Otherwise, it's not whole. Otherwise, it's not holy.
Okay. That's interesting. I that's a lot to ponder. I mean, and I'm a thinker, so, like, I will go, you know, over what you said and think about it. And, how does this apply to me?
You are in good company. I'm Aquarius the Seeker. That's how I found God, was by seeking. And I hope that I can give you some tips and tools to help, because that's what we're here for. Just to remind each other that we're all one. We're all love. What did God create you out of? I know it wasn't hate. It must have been love then.
I think he was having a little, I say this jokingly, but when he created me, I think he was having a little bit of an off day. And now he just looks down at me, shaking his head, going, when is she going to get it? Is she ever going to get things, you know, certain things of like, just, oh, this girl. Oh. No, I'm kidding. I know I'm unconditionally loved. But I'm sure he's up there shaking his head at me some days. And I say that in a kidding manner.
In the most loving way he is. In the most patient and understanding. For eternity is all that is. It's only here in time that we forget. Anyways, I'm done talking. I think I've said what I could. I wish
you the best. Well, I appreciate it. Oh, thank you. God bless you.
Well, Valerie, you know what? I just want to add one thing, and I say this because I'm completely, not guilty, but I'm completely prone to this myself. Don't overthink the messages. When the messages come in, don't overthink, because it's like standing in your own light. That thing about the farm, that message, so you asked for on the farm, and on the farm came on, so don't complicate that. That was like a direct line, you know?
That's what I felt, yes.
Of course, and then the monkey mind goes, yeah, but maybe it's just me thinking that. And blah, 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 blah.
Well,
and
it was
like,
because I spoke to someone who was a reverend, and as I was explaining my sign, they're like, well, what was the song? Well, do you know the words to the song? Maybe it was a different message, maybe. And then they got me thinking, oh, maybe I didn't read this right.
Oh, well, don't
I
listen to
like,
other people. Good Lord.
I know. I felt like I was very specific with my request from God, and I asked him directly with, you know, I'm not going to say stipulation, but I asked in his name. I asked him to bind Satan, you know, and I said, give me this phrase, and then the song came on with the phrase. And I'm like, so to me,
it's
that was a clear...
It is, love, and it's an inside job. You don't, I mean, you can listen to what other people say, but in the end, it's what your heart, it's your intuition, your heart telling you what's true. And just try not to let look up some meditations on and the monkey mind, and just sort of try not to overthink the messages. Because spirituality, like that communication can be pretty straightforward and uncomplicated. Because we tend, remember that phrase, keep it simple? Well, that's stupid that I'm going to say.
Yeah,
keep it simple. Yeah, don't complicate it with overthinking. You know, get that monkey mind, treat it a banana, get it distracted, but don't let the monkey mind complicate messages. Because they come in, and it sounds to me like you really have all the, you have all the abilities. You know, just don't let other people sway you. You know, Jessica or Linda, do you guys have anything to add?
Again, I'm feeling that if you want to know where you stand, you're going to have to draw it out of that person, because I feel like they're still keeping things secretive.
Yeah.
After 20 years.
Maybe it's the idea of them that you're appealing, that is appealing to you rather than that person, you know, maybe it's the
idea.
No,
it's that person.
Okay.
Linda, can I ask you a question about this? Are you feeling anything karmically from lives past?
I was feeling that with my first husband, actually. In my last lifetime, he was my son. We were in Paris getting ready to come to the United States during World War II, and things went bad. We got bombed. The airport got bombed. And we got back into this lifetime, we got married. and he was very abusive to me. And
wow,
I understood later on that he blamed me for losing his life so young, and there was a karmic debt there.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Do you think that this is possibly something that is being resolved for our caller's life right now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So do I. And that's why I think the judgment card is up to you on what lesson is learned from this.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be soft about it because
I appreciate that.
Very aware of going through pain because I've been through so much myself, but that's what led me to this. And for that, I am thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yes, pain can be, I hate to use the word sucks. I just don't like that word in general. It's just the pronunciation. No, I mean,
it's
just the pronunciation of it. But it does suck, while you're going through it. But if you can, life is either blessings or lessons. And I have a lot of
perspective.
Yeah.
That's true, too. That is true.
So you are in control of your destiny. You just forgot for a second.
Well, I hope that helps, Valerie. You'll call us back sometime. Let us know how it's going, would you? Lovely to meet you.
It was so wonderful. It was wonderful to speak with you all. I appreciate it. And God bless you. Have a very happy Halloween.
Okay. And remember your own magic, love, okay? Because we all are very powerful and very magical.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, Valerie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling. Okay. Whoops. Oh, dear. It's me being a bad switchboard operator. Our next caller is 630. Hi. Who have we got? Can we get your
name,
please?
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, we're happy to hear from you. Dion. Well, you're an old friend of the show. Hi. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Always. So how are you?
Okay, so,
what's going on?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm getting settled in and everything and dealing with the restoration part of the relocation.
Mm-hmm.
And, the case that I was working on, an arrest was made, and the person that confessed to the crime has been incarcerated, but they kept that all out of the press, all out of the media, all out of the news, which obviously didn't help me at all because I wrote the documentary on it. I was just wondering if it's weird because go ahead,
I want to say immediately, I think it's already a blessing to you because you have a documentary on this. So then you get to be the main person that breaks the news because media didn't cover it.
Groundbreaker, yes.
I think it's a blessing. I think this is your way of being like, and can you believe that this got only this on airtime or whatever? I mean, I think it'd be very powerful for you because then you get to be the single voice being like, there's an injustice and here's the justice being served. And I'm the only one telling the story for some reason.
Learn what they didn't want people to know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because there's something here.
That's what boggles my mind. Is there's been something there, and then after I have social media or whatever, and after I made the announcement that the person was incarcerated, the next day they took his name out of the inmate locator system, so you couldn't find him. But
possible your story and your documentary is not over because whatever is happening right now is stuff that you're supposed to be documenting as well.
Yes. Why did they
do
this?
Okay, so keep going with
I mean,
but there's going to be more.
Since I've been on this show, your journey has been pretty set, it seems, and I've just been watching it unfold. And this definitely seems like, yeah, this story's not done. And it looks like you were supposed to be there to see it and notice it and have already documented it. So now that it gets even weirder, this is part two or part three.
Revealing the secret.
Okay. Do you remember, Linda, when we first met Dion and the movie The Dinner came up for you?
Yes, yes. Kind of feels like that situation, keeping things hush.
It feels like there's a money trail or wealth power and power.
Trail.
Yeah, wealth and power somehow being misused in this situation. Someone is, it's not real power, but it's that kind of BS power that comes with having a lot of money.
I hear what you're saying, Lynn. I'm just going to jump in real quick and say I agree with that. Just listening, you know, and then I don't always have the words or articulation to always express or communicate on the radio, but when I feel a hit on something, I just jump in right away. But I agree with what you just said. Yeah.
Yeah. It's creepy.
The devil
it's
card
creepy.
Popped out for me.
Oh, yeah?
The devil card literally popped out of my deck when you said that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you're supposed to find something and uncover it. You are the warrior of light, and we saw you from the beginning, and we're seeing you now in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think for people that don't get the reference, The Dinner, I think, is on Netflix. I think it's also on Tubi, which is free to watch if you want. But it's a really interesting and it's really painful movie to watch because it is basically about using wealth and power to cover up bad behavior. And some people can do that. What do you think, Dion? Is there something that's sort of stinky in the background of all this that you're...
Oh, definitely. Yeah. But that's why I called. I'm like, wait a minute. How do we just gloss over this, you know? And mm-hmm. so the part of the problem for me covering this story is that I get a lot of backlash. Like, on a personal level, like, they, you know, obviously because they have money to hire people to do smear campaigns and stalking and surveillance. And I haven't even lived here that long, and I've already caught surveillance on me twice already. And what's weird is like similar to the last caller, but I didn't ask those signs. I keep hearing like, knocking, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, is somebody, because it involves like, you know, the government and stuff like that, I'm wondering if somebody's going to be knocking on my door because it's
how familiar are you with this situation of being surveilled and possibly being a target? Are you already familiar with this feeling?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you know what to do to stay safe and all that?
I mean, the best I can, as smart as I can be. But at the same time, I mean, I still got to live my life. I'm not going to be paranoid, but...
Agreed. I just wanted to know how comfortable you are with it because I don't really know what you've been documenting, but yeah, the feeling definitely feels like this goes kind of far up, but that's the whole point of this time right now. This is how we're shifting to New Earth, is by finding the darkness and shining a light on it. And I do think that you might have a very pivotal role in an aspect of this. And that's why we're all going like, yeah, you're in the middle of it and you're supposed to keep going. I don't feel scared for you, just so you know. I was just asking like how you feel, because if you feel scared, then we don't want that being manifested. But if you feel good, then then you're following your destiny. The other card that just popped out for me was the Six of Wands. So it totally means that you're on the journey. And you have the support of your spirit team, as we say almost every time you call.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I feel like I would only be given this position by the universe if I was going to be protected at the same
exactly.
time. And I can't be
exactly.
a silly person, right? Like, this is a very serious subject. I can't take
exactly.
seriously. But at the same time, like, when that individual was arrested, I thought to myself, oh, my God. This is the biggest break in the case yet. And it was like crickets. Like, you didn't hear anything about it. Like, for such a big subject to have happened. So I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, am I being punked? And then I thought to myself, well, wait, it could also be that, I mean, I don't think anybody is going to, let's just put it like this. I know I have to remain safe. It's like, do reasonable things, like go out during the daylight and, you know, just
be reasonable.
I'm not
worried
for
your safety. You're definitely protected. Just don't be dumb, and obviously don't abuse the protection. Confidence is good. Arrogance is bad.
Okay.
You have this.
But then
there'll
be more.
There's a lot more.
Okay.
Yeah. You've got work to do. I will thank you again for your work. Your light working is amazing and is exactly what we need at this point. Nobody wants to talk conspiracy theories, but they're theories for a reason. And it's possible the truth is something that most people didn't want to look at for a very long time. So we need people to start looking at it, which they have.
And there's a reason.
You.
Reason people
yeah.
need to know the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's amazing. Wow, Dion. I was just getting this message to remind you that people like Erin Brockovich, if you know who that is, she came through it and she came out of the other side of her situation looking pretty darn good. And I feel like that's going to be for you. So if you're willing to put up with, you know, everything they're going to throw at you. Now, I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but Linda, you've been through that too with the Black Van guys, right? So, you know, you know what
oh,
it's
yeah.
like to be, yeah, put through
that. And the mysterious phone calls too that nobody says anything, but you can hear the recording. Those kinds of things, yeah.
I probably get like 6 or 7 calls, like private calls a day.
Good Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you know
that's
what?
We
are...
like, okay, well, if the authorities want to speak to me, they're going to have to come to my door. Because
yeah.
I'm not answering
all
calls
a part
like
of the
that.
Documentary. You need all
yeah.
of this documented. Make it out
yeah.
loud. Put it on your social media. I am not suicidal. You know, if I disappear, then please come looking. You know, it wasn't by choice. Like, make those cool, good statements. Because it's harder and harder for the secret government now to get away with this stuff because we can document things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Make sure you have someone that's a backup. What they call
yep.
the kill switch. If something were to happen to you, the information would be released and they'd know what happened to you. But I don't think anything's going to happen to you. But it never hurts to have that safety feeling to know that if it did, that the information would still get out. Stephen Greer did.
Go ahead. No, talk about Stephen Greer. Exactly.
Yeah, Stephen Greer and disclosure. You know, so many people around him were getting killed because of what they knew about ET. And he was concerned that he might be offed one of the days. And so he made sure a trusted person had all of the information that he was releasing in case something happened to him. And that's a deterrent. They don't want to take him out because where is this information going to come from? They don't know. They just know it will be released. So that's a deterrent
yep.
to have someone that you trust also have the same information as you. That way, if anything were to happen to you, it would still get released. And they don't want that, so they're probably not going to do anything to you. Stephen Greer is still healthy and happy to this day, and that was back in 2012. So,
Yeah, and Bob Lazar, that's why he talked to George Knapp. He wanted to make sure he was announcing to the world, I'm whistleblowing on Area 51, so if I die mysteriously, you know why. And then that's how he started talking to George Knapp. But you are protected. We see that. But
okay.
You know, do all the right things for your documentation so that it has the most effect on teaching the world. Like getting all those calls and getting that weird stuff too is like a good part of the story, especially if it has to do with you knowing the truth and them covering it up.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I wanted to call in today, because I was like, I need to check in with my guides, because similar to previous caller. I mean, if I ask for a sign and something like that happens, I just chalk it up to the law of attraction, where it's like, so I do that very differently than like with the previous caller, you know, like
you're
for me
very
that would have been
intuitive.
Like, oh, I could attract that to me.
You're very natural in your way of going about life, which is why when you call, it's more for us just to be like, yeah, you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're there. You already know. We're just telling
you're
you.
You're good,
yeah.
Dion. Yeah.
You're good.
I just have to
ask one
question.
Okay, so just keep going.
Yeah, I just want to ask you, Dion, is there, I'm seeing a piece of blue glass. Does that have meaning for you?
Blue glass.
Blue, like beautiful ultramarine, like deep blue. It's the color of a Vicks vapor rub jar, if that makes any sense. It's like this amazing blue, and it's a piece of glass. I have no idea what it means. I'm just seeing it, and maybe that you need a talisman or something, but anyway, I'm just going to throw that at you because I'm seeing a piece of blue glass, beautiful blue glass.
Well, you know,
it's
I was born
blue.
In a window factory.
Sorry,
so I was around glass my whole life.
Okay.
Well, cobalt blue is what Lynn is describing.
Yes, thank
it's
you.
It's got a lot of powerful energy to it.
Oh. So is there a stone maybe that would... Look, it's blue. It's that absolutely fabulous blue that makes you glad you're alive because you get to see this amazing blue. I'm
it
not a crystal person.
It could be a ball. It could be a glass bluebird.
It could
be anything like that. It will bring helpful power to you.
Yeah, there's something about that color, perhaps, that is just power. Mm-hmm.
Let me go look in my crystals right now. I have a whole plate of crystals. And the plate is various colors of blue, but this. I have a couple of crystals that describe what you're. And my plate has various colors of blue. My oracle cards are this color blue.
Fabulous. It just feels like that's a really good. It's like an extra boost of energy for you. So. You know, you take it from there and you figure out what that means, okay? Because I'm just going to hand that to you, let you figure out where you want to go with that. And I know blue is powerful energy of communication, the throat chakra. So
exactly.
Yeah.
It's
so,
good protection.
I guess so,
and
eh?
That's what we're talking about. Protection and communication. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, go rock the world, Dion. We're all... sending really positive energy your way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. We'll hear from you again. And if we don't, we'll start to be concerned. So keep falling in and letting us know how your journey goes.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Don't let the bad guys get you. All right. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That's creepy.
They can't. She's good.
Yes.
Happy Halloween. We got to leave it on a cliffhanger anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think this is one courageous lady, and I'm proud of you as a fellow human. So there you go. Okay, let's...
Just really quick, Lynn, Jessica has to leave. It's getting really bad where she's at, so...
Okay, getting bad? Ooh.
Heavy, heavy winds, not ready to blow things away, so she has to help clear them up.
Oh, I see, yeah. The wind is kicking up. Oh, she's okay, she's at an event, I think. All right, kids, that's great. Well, we're going to send you a ton of love, Dion, and I'm really proud of you, kid. You're doing a great job. Stick to your guns.
We miss you already, Jessica. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so... okay, we're going to move on to our next caller. And hi, 267. Could we get your name, please?
Sure, it's Jessica.
Oh, hi, Jessica.
Hey.
We just we got a replacement for Jessica. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, we traded.
Huh? Yeah.
We exchanged.
There will always be a Jessica. Now, is this Jessica not Jessica from the chat room, is it?
No. I called last week. Yeah.
Okay, go for it. Yeah, what can we do for you?
So just to give you guys an update, that job I was having, I had my second interview, which was going to be with like my direct boss. It was like an online video interview.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, like within the first maybe 5-10 minutes of speaking to this lady, I felt like this primal hate towards her.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is not going to work out. And the job, I'm familiar with the type. Like, the job was nothing like what I thought it was going to be. Like, I kind of feel like they advertised for it a little bit incorrectly. And so, yeah, I didn't end up getting that job. I told her I wasn't interested in it. So that didn't work out. And then during the week, I had another interview, I guess, like the next day with this other position, this other company in person. It was a local business. And I was interested. I am interested in working for them. And it looked like I was going to get that job. But then they ended up going with somebody who had like more – I mean, I have a lot of experience in the field, but they went with someone who had – even more experience,
more
like specific. Yeah. So it was just, it's sort of a bummer. But I keep being, I've kind of gone through like a lot of shifts over this week, but it's just, I'm kind of brought back to like just focusing on my business and just do my business. I've gone through a lot of like, twists and turns of like thinking that I needed to get some other type of job in the meantime. And spirit basically keeps telling me no by blocking these other jobs. So, yeah.
I think that's funny because didn't I tell you that you were supposed to be finding a new perspective on all this?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about you a couple times during the week because you were also saying that I was going to go through this like sort of Rise of the Phoenix type of thing or a Dark Knight or something along those lines, and I definitely went through that. And then and then I was like, okay, I'm all ready for this new job, and like the lady really liked me. Like all the that's what I keep telling myself. I was like, you know what? All these places, they all like you. You're the one. It's your intuition that keeps telling you, no, this is not that right and that good.
Yep.
Even this last job, I was interested in it, but my intuition was saying, hey, my plan is just to work this part-time hours and maybe the contacts, even though I want like local contacts in this area, I don't think they're the contacts that would be in alignment with like building my business. Like, so I'm just listening to my intuition at an even deeper level now because I'm like, you get the warning. Like, you get it every single time your soul tells you, no, this is not what I want. I'm not interested in this. So I'm like, I'm not going to go in circles anymore. I've been doing this for quite some time that I feel like it's like a shaming or like an old programming or just a negative thought pattern that
you had to let go of.
Yeah, it's enough now. I mean, I've been speaking to myself about it all day today because the lady emailed me last night. I got it this morning, and she was like, she was going to choose me. It just happened to be. I'm like, I'm not going through this again. Like, I'm just not, So I have to just face my fears of, like, what is my issue? What's the insecurity on why I can't think why I think I can't do this and why I think I can't do it now? Like, what is the problem? You know, that type of thing.
What did you find out?
It's beautiful. Yeah, what have you learned?
I'm just, you know what it is? I'm sitting with the feelings rather than being in, like, such analysis mode. Like, I know what the insecurities are. I just, you know what? I thought, well, it's not even worth talking about, but I will say that one of the things that I feel really, like, confused and torn about, which it'll just, things will play out the way that they'll play out, but I have been almost living in Pennsylvania for 2 years now, and I don't want to live here anymore. I'm not interested in most of the things here. It just feels like my time here is done. But it brings up sort of like fear and panic because it's like, well, what am I supposed to be doing in the meantime? And it's like, again, just focus on your career. Your career will take you wherever. But like I've been living in these different housing situations. Like, I'm living in a hotel now. I've been living like this for like maybe a year and a half. Well, really my whole time in Pennsylvania, I've only been living in places for like a couple of weeks here, then a couple of months there. Like, my soul has definitely been moving me around a lot. And I've seen enough of the state and met enough of the people that I'm like, not interested. Like,
I'm just going to point out that it might be a blessing that you don't have a job stuck anywhere.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you want the freedom to move somewhere.
Yeah. And I definitely did say that to myself today too. I was like, you know what? One of the things that you liked with this job, you liked that it was going to pay you a lot of money. You can make a lot of money in your business too, you know? So it's like,
yeah,
you got to believe yourself with that. And I was like, one of the things that she was giving was commission. And I was going to ask her when I spoke to her again, when is that commission paid? Because I think it's just paid once a year. And I was like, there's no way in hell you're going to keep this job for a year. And so that was like another thing of, you know, you didn't want to go rent a house. Like, for a while, I was, like, looking at houses again and thinking, well, what am I going to do? Where am I going to rent a house? I haven't found my community here. And again, so I said, what are you going to do? You're going to rent a house for a year just for this job to stay in the, I don't know. It's just, I'm just so overwhelmed, I guess, by all the different information. It's not for me to sort it out, but I just feel like, at least if I got a job, then it felt like forward motion for me, which I know is a falsity because.
Well,
this is
I think you stumbled upon the answer to the question. The question was, why do I feel bad, basically? Like, I'm freaking out about this job. And then the answer was, well, because you're not supposed to have any of these jobs yet. That your thought process on it or thought pattern on it was upside down. Like, that's why you got the hangman, and that you were supposed to change your perspective on it to see that you're where you're supposed to be, but we just don't know where you're going yet. And that's okay.
Yeah.
When you first started talking, I got the star, which is just a very good positive card. And then I also got the Wheel of Fortune, which reminds me that you're in the center of it.
Oh, man, you're making me teary. That was a difference, too. When this happened this time, I was saying to Spirit, oh, it's making me, like, real emotional again. I was like, you know what?
Good.
I don't feel like you guys are – I don't feel like you're out to get me. I don't feel mad at you. I see it very clearly now. Like,
yeah.
I understand, you know? The things I liked about this job were freedom, were the big paycheck, were about meeting contacts. It was like, hello, you can do that all with your business. And
yeah.
But then it's like, but I've had this thought for a long time, so I wanted to be, it makes me so emotional because we judge, I've been having a lot of shifts. I always have a lot of shifts, and that is forward motion. That's really the only forward motion that matters. But the programming that's still there is that at least if I got a job, then I had more time to, quote, figure out my shit. Because obviously I haven't been able to sort it out yet. with my career. And then the story goes, well, look it, you obviously are at the place that you got it and spirit wants you to move forward like this. And you are ready to do this business. And obviously the collective is ready for it too, because that was one
yep.
of the stories playing in my mind for some time. But it's an old story of I don't know what I don't know how to do it
yeah.
because I've tried a bunch of times.
Okay, I have a bunch of cards that came out. So one was the Seven of Pentacles. So, you know, you reap the benefits of what you sow. But it's also a reminder that, you know, it takes a long time to harvest. So just would be the suggestion with that card. Also, spirits in everything and all around you. And then I'm thinking that your lesson is the King of Cups and that you need to figure out these emotions. And not in a bad way, right? Because they're powerful. They're the good ones, in fact. But it's about balancing it. It's about feeling the balance with them. And then I've got positives. Knight of Pentacles. That's you calmly, slowly, no hurry, starting your journey, which is possibly moving to a place where you can be stable to do your business. And I see the Page of Cups, which is you starting this road on learning these emotions, because there's your answers from spirit. You will get your spiritual enlightenment. And then just keep in mind the Five of Cups, that you have everything you need already. And it's just based on which direction you're looking. What are you feeling? Let it out.
Just all slew of shit. I just, I started on this business. I've been working on it for several years. I mean, and I have made strides on it. It's available to the public. People know about it. It's changed, you know, I'm busy like editing my website as I speak to you guys of like
beautiful, you're doing it.
Continuous guidance that I've always been getting. I just
So I learned something recently from the Course in Miracles Manual for Teachers. And it was talking about prayers and how to ask for stuff. And it said, don't get hung up on the words because the words don't matter. The words are made out of symbols that humans made. God doesn't speak English. He doesn't use our symbols. But he does know what's in your heart. So the words don't matter as much. And so you need to focus on that feeling, that experience that you want to have, the experience of being in the middle of your business and the middle of your life and it working out. But again, the feeling, not necessarily the details, right? Because that's the stuff we don't know. But the feeling. And I think I'm just supposed to tell you, have faith. Have faith.
I hate that.
I know. I know. And in that book, it was like, let's talk about that word, because a lot of people get confused with that word. All that word means is trust. That's all it means. So have trust. That it is going to work out exactly how you feel, because that's the feeling. We have to chase the feeling. That's what we're asking for, is the experience, not the details.
You know, the thing is that, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's like so much shit bubbling. It's just,
it's good.
You know, the thing is that I do have faith, and I know that everything's working out, and I also know that sometimes things take a long time, because my business has taken a long time. And with that said, I thought that I was being all smarter about it or whatever, that I was like, I'm going to get this job and kind of do this while I'm pursuing my other stuff on the side. And this, you know, that's our programming, that we go back to like, this is the smart way of doing it, because I've done this for years. Like, I've done this.
I was just going to say, when you were talking about time, that was your programming, because you're seeing your business only as it is in the past. You're not seeing it as it is now, because now can be whatever you want it to be. But the past is whatever image you're carrying with you. And that'll help you with that rebirth. Don't worry about the past. It's not even here anymore. But now, and now what is it? Now what can it be? You know, focus on that rebirth, just like you just went through with the perspective shift. Your business has a perspective shift whenever you determine it has a perspective shift.
I just was like, I just feel like I'm just so, for me, it felt good to have a flush of cash come in from another business or someone else. And that was another thing, a note that I wrote to myself. Stop looking to other people or organizations or whatever give you money. Like, you make the money. This is just you doing it. And there's that little voice in me, that little child that is like, I've tried, I've been doing, you know, like if I knew how to do this, I would do it. And that's what's maddening. Like, I just, you know, I've played all those fucking law of attraction games and, you know, it's a lot of spiritual bullshit out there. And like, I've done a lot of these things and it's like, my soul keeps having me go over stuff again and again and again. Like when I moved out here, I've tried several times to grow things. And each time, I was saying this to myself this earlier today too. I was like, you know, you go out, you get fiercer every time you go out. So now you go out and you introduce all of you. Don't hide certain aspects of what you're working on. You know, you have a bunch of titles. Share them. Whatever someone's interested in, don't try to just be like put yourself back in a box like everybody else does in this world. Like, they're not right. You know, that's not your protocol. But it's like there's that, again, that little voice in me that's like, I don't want to go out there and do it again. And it's like, tough nookies, you have to. Go rise again. And it's like, how many times am I going to have to fucking rise before this actually goes?
There's something here that you are working on and you're in the middle of it and you know it and you feel it. And the reason you're having so many emotions all at once, it's just like therapy. It's like the snow globe effect. Basically, you start working on stuff, you've shaken up the snow globe, and now you have all these emotions that weren't intended to for a long time. And as they fall back down, you're going to have to feel them all again. But this time, hopefully you're integrating them. You know, that's the difference.
That's exactly what I was saying also to myself again this morning, because I was like, you're going to have to sit in that thing of, why do you think you can't do your business? Why do you think that you can't be successful at it? You're going to have to sit with it this time. Now you're able to actually sit with it. And I keep saying to myself all day, don't distract yourself. Sit in the emotion and look at that belief. That's the belief that's fucking you up. So I was like, you need to just look at that and let that go. That's old. It's not working for you ever. It's not what wasn't working for you in the past.
Exactly. You choose a new way of looking at it. Exactly. It's because that's the old thought pattern that, yeah, you were stuck with whether or not you realized it. I'm going to go back to A Course in Miracles. I said this last week. The one holy true thought one can hold about the past is that it is not here. To think about it at all is therefore to think about illusions.
Yeah.
Well,
free yourself of that.
I just feel like I don't want to do it again.
I know you sound like a teenager that's arguing with their spirit guides. Yeah, I've been there too. We've all been there, and just know that you have our support. That these are the most important times, the times that you're so tired and so scared, and you just want to give up, but then you don't, and it's a reminder to yourself and everyone else of how strong and resilient we all are and worthy. You're worthy.
You know, I thought the easier way out was just to get a job, but it hasn't been easy at all. It's been a lot of fucking work.
Yeah. Whoever said spiritual enlightenment was easy, it was definitely talking about. That's the thing, is this is the hardest. And if it's good, it's hard. And it's because it's worth it in the end.
If I can add something here, Red Gypsy, Red Gypsy in the chat room had a question for you. And the question, Jessica, was, do you believe deep down that you can do it?
That no.
You can do this? Ah. Well, good question. Thank you. That was good. And you know what? That you're totally human. You're totally human. But feel the fear and do it anyway, because I think you know that this business that you have created is where you ought to be. Because it's not like you keep running into walls, right? So it's like spirit saying to you, do the thing you're meant to do. Linda, Red Gypsy said that this is a similar problem she's having. So you're not only helping yourself with this call, you're helping others. And I love that. Don't worry about it. And I, you know, one thing I find is really good to try is to figure out which voices are actually yours and which one are other people telling you what their perception of things is, because you can mess yourself up so badly by listening to what other people feel is right for you. You inside job to figure that out. You know, you can get feedback and you can take comments, but the thing is, at the end of the day, you've got to figure that out from your own heart space. Linda, did you want to weigh in on this? I want to make sure we get to all the callers today, so I'm going to have to wrap up in a bit, but what did you think about this?
What you're saying is that, you know, the thing is when you're doing your own business and you're like, okay, it needs to make money, or like, I need to bring in money because that's how we live in this world.
Yeah.
You're kind of feel like you're chasing a clock, and it's a terrible feeling. And I didn't want to feel that anymore. And I guess, again, so fine. I'm going to sit with that too.
All right. That's it.
Well,
let me put in here really quickly, please.
Yeah.
January 2021, my sole provider passed away. I had no income of my own. I was like, how am I going to continue to live here and pay mortgage payments and put food on the table? Am I going to end up being homeless? My husband provided with me, even from the other side. He sent me messages of who I needed to contact to get widow's benefits from his VA and his Social Security and his retirement. He had a nice life insurance policy set aside for me and his kids, and I managed to make enough money off of that that I didn't have to worry anymore about where the next meal was going to come from. And in fact, with that income, I'm able to do the things he couldn't do because he was too ill. I've had a lot of renovations done to this house to make it safe and secure, and I'm using my time to do things like I'm doing today with Enter the Light, as well as other projects I'm involved with. And I'm not worried anymore about where things are going to come from, because things will come, and Jim assured me of that. So if you can pull from your spirit family as well, they will assure you the same. Go ahead and do your business. You'll be fine. It will all happen in good time. Just have to have confidence and faith.
Yeah. It's scary, but take the leap. And, in the end of the day, it'll be yours. And you won't be dependent on others giving it to you. And that, I think, is something your soul needs.
What I need. Okay. I had like fears also about what I was posting online. They weren't going to like it. It was like a lot of stuff was coming up around it.
Well, there's that monkey mind again, telling you, you know, scaring you. I just want to read from Red Gypsy in the chat room. So she wanted to make a couple of suggestions to you. Prepare a container to receive. Visualize yourself doing it. Keep your thought under, I think she means under wraps. It's a spelling. Whenever you have the nagging to abandon your business and go through the vicious cycle, which takes energy away from your main goal, nip them in the bud and course correct. That's a really good one. Yeah. Just remember, when you're in that crazy nervous place, you can stop and redirect your course. You can reset. Sometimes you've got to reset like 400 times a day when you're having one of those days, but always just reset and stay on course. That's very good. And just this is comforting, because just realize, like, you are not the only human that's going through this. This is such a human experience for all of us. The fear makes you weak, but don't let yourself get knocked down by it. Get back up again and keep on with it, because I don't think it would be appearing in your life if it wasn't important for you. Yeah, and that's
I like what she had shared. It reminds me that there is no backup plans anymore. I'm doing this. I'm going to look at all my feelings and my thoughts when they come up. I'm going to sit with them. You know, the last thing is that, like, there's just a level of shame that comes up, which I will also sit with too, is that I've done this a bunch of times. I've been through different rounds of it. Why is it like I'm such a slow learner with it?
That's
it's a painful
the path.
Comment.
Forgive
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
You are guiltless. You are sinless. You chose this amount of time because you needed things to learn in that amount of time. But if you're done with the lesson, then be done with the lesson. Forgive yourself.
Okay.
Let go
yeah.
of it. And I do think one of the things you should be focusing on is abundance, and reminding you that you are abundant as is. Like, even without a house, even without a vehicle, even without things, you are abundant by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all those things are not the abundance. The abundance is life itself. And if you can appreciate just that abundance and knowing that you're abundant, then you will be abundant in the physical things, because it'll be matching your inside.
It's like the grand finale, hopefully, to bring in all my lessons and
exactly.
get it right this time.
And even if it's not, we're here to support you.
Okay.
We're all in this together. We're doing it together.
Yeah. Thank you. I really need to talk about it today. Thank you.
Listen,
yeah.
Jessica,
you've done
you're
a
doing
lot
great.
For us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you've done a lot of help for others too. So keep on, and don't worry. You are loved. You are loved, and you're not alone. And just remember that. And as Linda said, you can get the help from Spirit. So.
Yeah, I'm going to take a salt bath now too.
Good for
you,
love. Okay, enjoy. Do something fun tonight and get your mind
happy
off all the nonny. Yes, absolutely. Okay, thank you, Jessica.
Bye-bye,
love. Okay, and I did now, Jessica in the chat room. I want to just get to here we are. So Jessica in the chat room, this is our friend from Australia, has just asked if there's any messages from Spirit for her. So if we can just go around and there's a place. Jessica Pham, you're still in the chat room here. I'm seeing Ayers Rock in Australia. Like, I'm just seeing an image of that. Apparently it's quite a mystical piece of geography, very much like Sedona or the places in the States that tend to have sort of more powerful energy. Not that the Earth doesn't, but there are places where it's like more concentrated. Mount Shasta comes to mind. And I'm seeing Ayers Rock, Jessica. And I feel like it's the image is asking you to recognize the magic within yourself. And maybe, I don't know how close you live to that place, but if you can go there and maybe feel that energy, it just feels like it's reminding you that there's magic, and magic in the energy all around us. If that makes sense, I hope so. I'm going to pat. Oh, okay. Jessica says, yes, it's been on my list to visit. I just think you're going to get a real kick I think you're just going to blow your own mind. Just like, wow, I feel this. This is magic. It'll give you the strength to keep manifesting for yourself, to feel that magical energy. So, yeah, I think go see it. Okay.
I've got one.
Yeah, thanks, Linda. Go ahead.
The Indigenous people of the Outback learn their ways, understand their connection to Spirit. It will give you a fresh perspective.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm just gonna say that you guys are right. I have the Page of Cups, the Tower, and then the Ten of Cups. So whatever is going to happen there is huge for your spirituality or life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So
there's a
head
huge transformation.
I love
yeah,
that. That's fabulous.
Tell us all about it when you get back.
Absolutely. Yes, please, Jessica, let us know how that goes, because I've never been there, but I've heard from people that have that it's physical, like you can physically feel the energy of the place. Very, very cool. I'm going to try and get all our callers in. So I'm going to get to 205. Can we get your name, please? 205.
Hi, Lynn. This is Patricia. Hi, guys.
Hi, Patricia.
Thank you so
much.
Hi.
Welcome back. Hi. How are you doing?
I am doing well. My home, I've finally, the work is getting started on my home. You know, I think I've talked to you a couple of times about the wind damage, storm damage that happened in 22 of March, and how I had to bring in all these people to fight my insurance company. And we are here at the place where I am getting the work done. My attorney have been here lately on a disagreement of sorts. So she is holding this check that's supposed to be returned to the mortgage company, and it's because we're kind of disputing somewhat of her fees that seem so excessive, but I finally just decided, you know, we're going to just move forward. And so she has held the check now for almost a week or so, and she needs to get it back to the mortgage company so they could go ahead and do what they do, because these contractors, this will be their second week in my home, and of course they don't need to be paid. That's the whole point of it all, you know, the whole big fight was to get the money to get the work done and pay them. I did speak on that, Lynn. But my question here, thank you for asking, my question here is, I met a wonderful guy here about 3 months ago, and things seemed to be going very, very well. And then we had this falling out about a week ago. And I'm still trying to figure out what happened, but I do want to know, his name is Sid. I do want to know what you pick up around maybe speaking again or trying to talk it out or something. I really, really liked him.
I'll start if that's okay, guys. I want to make sure we get this moving here. Patricia, I got a red flag. Not that this guy is a bad person or anything like that. But I wrote down petulant, I wrote down sulking, and I also wrote down pull your energy back. Don't allow him to manipulate you emotionally. Let him come to you, but be very careful, because I feel like you've got there's a childish streak in this guy that is going to be a pain in the butt for you down the road. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay. Oh, wow. No.
Yeah. So carry on, Linda or Hawk.
Yeah, I feel a lot of stress around this relationship, because I feel like everything's good if it's going the way he wants it to go. And if it's not, then there's going to be trouble. You know, that's basically what I get. Hawk?
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I'm getting the Temperance card, which was telling me that you need to be in control and balanced with your emotions, with how much you're giving and with how much you're receiving. In the future, I do think that there's something positive that's coming out of this, but I don't think it's the relationship. I think it's actually your relationship with yourself and spirit.
Wow, thank you so much. I needed to hear that. I was feeling somewhat support it too. But thank you guys so much for taking my call. Lynn, you know, hey, everyone, I'm going to call back earlier. I want to just tell you all I love you and God bless you all because, I could just go on and on. But I'm saying there's more callers. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Support those Earth Angel messages, too. Thank you all. Thank
keep in
so
touch.
Welcome.
And I wish that time was supposed to be an illusion, but, boy, it's biting at our butts right now. So here we go. Okay. Well, it looks actually, that's so freaky. Looks like our fourth caller hung up. Or not, our last caller hung up. Maybe we scared them.
Uh-oh.
I don't think so.
Too much love.
Too much love.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knocked them silly. But that's okay. But I think you got the message you needed, Patricia. What I'm feeling and hearing is like you deserve better than that. You know, like it's such a waste of energy to have to deal with like immaturity in grown-ups is, you know, like grow up and stop being a jerk, you know, kind of thing. So,
yes.
Totally. Yeah.
And it's been about 3 years, 4 years, Lynn, since I've been out of a serious, serious relationship that I was about to get married. And so that's the last thing I want to do is when I do finally decide that I want something serious, a partner in life. So that's serious to me. It's to deal with another jerk. No.
Right.
Good for you.
And
yay.
Exactly. I think that's what this process is about because I say this to everybody, you know, when you're looking for a partner, the healthier you are, the healthier the partners are that you attract.
Oh, good one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Right?
Yes.
Because they match the lessons that you're supposed to be, you know, experiencing at the time. So if you're supposed to just experience happiness, then, you know, go for that.
Beautiful.
For that time, I've got a story to tell. Mm-hmm. And this worked for me. I just divorced my second husband. I was pretty upset about life in general and wearing off men altogether. And a friend of mine at work came out and talked to me on break, and she says, do you think you'll ever get married again? And I said, yeah, well, if you went to Jack in the Box 3 times and got E. coli, would you go back? And then a couple of weeks later, my last husband, my current husband, Jim, came out. He worked there too and started talking to me, and we actually decided to go out on a date. And hey, we've been married since 1994 until he passed in 2021. So I think if you stop looking for it and stop expecting, that's when it comes along for you.
Yeah.
Agree. When I thought that I was comfortable with the idea of being single for the rest of my life was exactly the time that my wife showed up. And
beautiful.
But it was the, you know, if you love it, let it go. Like, the love will come, but you have to have it yourself, right? For the healthiest love.
Yes. Totally agree. Very beautiful stories. I will take that to heart, you know, and definitely place it there. I don't feel like I'm out looking, but I guess I could be on my mind because, you know, I want a partner. I don't want to be by myself. I don't want to be alone. So, you know, unconsciously, I could probably be playing it like a song, you know, so I need to stop doing that. But I do meet so many, you know, that tends to try. It's almost like an application, you know, you're filling them out, you're looking over the application, some you tend to, you just go ahead and throw that away. You know, I'm not going to even look at this. And then others are potentials, you know, and then you even go through that and rule out and maybe one or two that maybe stand out and then, you know, think, okay, I'll go on a date and see how this goes. But I always, for some reason, during the conversation with the prospects, I would say, you know, here, In my experience, when you first meet someone, it's normally the representative who shows up, you know. So it's the representative that shows up. So I'm just not sure. It's not until afterwards, after a couple of months, that the real true person show up, because they tend to get comfortable. So if you're not showing up as your authentic self, then at some point, the person you truly are will show up. And it never fails. A couple of months, you know, I mean, they can hold out for so long, and then if they are so nice and they're trying to be given or they're trying to be this, then somewhere here 3 months later with this guy, almost 4 months, then his true self showed up. It was like, oh, my God. He kept saying, how are you when you get upset? And I said, what? I don't understand that question. Why would you want to see me upset? I would want to see you happy all the time. Which, in fact, he showed me who he really is when he gets upset. And it was almost like a monster.
There's a comedian that I really like, and his name is Mike Birbiglia, and he's got this one, it's a joke from a long time ago. He was dating this girl, and everything was great, but then about 3 months into it, she was like, hey, how about this weekend? Oh, I'm crazy. Oh, I wish you had told me sooner. So there you go. That's life.
Yep.
But it totally took me for surprise, because he was just such a gentleman. You know, we just connected and vibed so well. I mean, I kept saying, God, is this good guy? I don't want to miss out. But it seemed like God said, okay, wait a minute. You think this is the guy? Let me show him. Let me show you this guy. So you don't be here 1 year or a year and a half. Yeah, let me show you the real guy. I don't want you to get caught up in big guy.
Because these are exactly the examples of what you don't want. And it's good sometimes to know exactly what you don't want so that you can learn what you do want.
Yeah, eventually they let the stomach muscles go and you see the whole belly. That's the picture I got.
Very good.
It wasn't a six pack, it was a keg of crap.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? That's beautiful. We got to end the show with laughter, and that's the most beautiful thing. Thank you. Oh, Patricia, you're going to be fine, love. You're doing great. And you know, your radar, your goof magnet is disengaged, and your radar is keen. So you'll be okay.
Oh, that's why I was like I said before, I love you all so much.
I love you
really
right back. Thank you, Patricia, because you're lovely.
Yeah, thank you
I
for this energy.
I look forward to talking to you all again.
I hate this having to rush. Sorry, so thank you, Patricia. I hate rushing, but I want to get some of Linda's Halloween music in before we end. So we're going to end this, and what a brilliant, wonderful chat room, you guys. You're just lovely. Help yourself to the tequila and donuts in the chat room, and we're very happy to have you in. You guys have been just wonderful. We've got artists connecting in the chat room, and it makes my heart so happy. Linda, how can people find you online?
Okay, you can find me on YouTube, Linda Irwin. I'm the yellow smiley face with the headphones. You can find me on Spreaker, Spreaker, Linda Irwin channel, and Sacred Embers has me on their page as well. Just click the link in the description.
Perfect. And Hawk, you're not quite an online presence yet, but you're going to be, right?
Yes, we're manifesting it right now. It's just a matter of time. My name is Hawk D'Onofrio, also known as Aquarius the Seeker. For now, I'm found on the Sacred Embers website, along with everyone else on the show. And eventually, I'll have my own stuff to tell you to go see me and see my videos, because I can't wait to teach peace.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm just misspelling things to our chat room people here. Oh, Lordy. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. You can find the whole Sacred Embers Network at sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. Find us on Facebook. It's the Sacred Embers Group. We also have a page for this show, Enter the Light. My typing's terrible right now because I'm trying to think of more things than just one. So I just want to say to Red Gypsy, we loved having you. And Jessica, welcome back. And Duck Northwest Media, you were very quiet, but we loved having you too. So here we go. Our first number, this is for Halloween, and this is by Linda Irwin. And the first one is called Suspense in the Dark. We'll catch you guys next week. Love and light to you all.